Time now for us to return to the hotline, though, as we continue with our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And we welcome in Oberlin Superintendent David Hall to the show. David, thank you so much for the time today. How are you?
Awesome. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I want to get into a number of different things with you today. Obviously, some very exciting times in the Oberlin school system. And I want to begin with the iReady program, which I know a lot of people are talking about. For those that aren't familiar with iReady, what's this program all about?
It's a progress monitoring tool our students utilize. It actually individualizes instruction for our students. How it does that is it takes a measurement assessment format when they first come to school 3 times a year, and it actually will inform us whether that student needs help or some more intervention or even some advanced lessons on different standards, Ohio content standards. So once we receive that information, we'll develop a plan and visualize plan for that child to meet the standards.
And I think that's certainly one of many things people are excited about. I think perhaps the most exciting thing, though, in the school system in November, Issue 11 passed, and that allowed you guys to construct a state-of-the-art pre-K through grade 5 learning facility. Where are we at with the process as far as construction goes, and what are the ideas and the plans moving forward for this new facility?
They're exciting times for Oberlin. We're very excited. I'd like to thank our supporters and our voters for supporting that issue as well, once again. Where we are currently, we have an architect called Venn Design Architect Team Firm. They've been working with us for the last couple months, meeting with teachers, meeting with community members, meeting with our sustainability team, board members, staff, support staff, and trying to get an idea of how we want to design a building, how we want to mold the future of Oberlin City Schools. It's been really exciting. And we also just had a meeting this Saturday that helped to select our construction manager for the building. In Oberlin, we believe in a lot of community input. We had probably about 25 community members attend that meeting, and 3 construction manager firms presented, and right now we're tallying up the information, and we'll have a construction manager selected by this week.
Dave, with a process like this, is it important to remain kind of patient through it to make sure you've got the needs you're going to need when these schools are eventually put up?
Absolutely, and I urge community members to be patient, because as soon as you pass a bond, a lot of community members say, well, we haven't saw any bricks being laid or any construction materials being done. And it takes a little more time. It takes a couple years for us to design the facility to make sure it's right, make sure we have the right location for the facility. There's a lot of different learning, new things out in learning. So we want to make sure that we have it catered towards our Oberlin staff and students.
And I know right now you guys are still kind of putting the timeline together, but in an ideal world, David, when do you think you guys will be able to break ground on this project?
We have a great operations person, and we're looking at the fall of 21.
Very nice. So if you break ground in the fall of 21, when do you expect this thing is supposed to be up and operational and ready to rock and roll?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're planning on moving into the building in the fall of 21.
Oh,
we're planning
okay.
on breaking ground, hopefully, spring of next year.
Wow, okay, so we're just about a year out and then hoping to get things up and running in 2021, so certainly on a very nice timeline there. Again, it's our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education segment. We're being joined here by David Hall, superintendent at Oberlin, and, well, you know, certainly looking into the future, you know, with the brand-new facility going up here over the next couple of years. I know the district is also looking to implement a strategic plan for improvement, and I know you guys have divided this up into 4 separate areas. Can you explain those 4 separate areas and why you decided on those 4?
Yes, we went through a strategic planning process, which involved probably about 50 to 60 community members. And the community members went to spend a whole day analyzing what we felt were important, creating a new vision and mission statement for the district. And the team determined to that pretty much those areas, these following areas, core areas, are the ones that we want to focus on. The 4 areas, which are educational programming, student and family support, facilities and finance, and communication. educational programming, focus on the programming for the school, anything from iReady to curriculum mapping, and direct us in that direction. Student family support, we'll focus on providing those meeting those non-academic barriers for our students, which will involve having Lakota in the classroom, social services, social workers, to help our students with different programs. And, of course, facility and finance, strategic planning goal will focus on our new facilities, developing, being financially stable. Currently now we have a positive five-year forecast, as some districts do not do, that have already, but we're definitely diligent in that area. And our last strategic area is the communications. We want to definitely make sure that we're communicating with our community. And also one of our goals is connecting with our alumni. Definitely we have a subcommittee that's working on increasing our communication with our alumni, from having them back for different events, guest speakers, to having them more involved and making them aware of things going on within our school system.
And certainly one of the things I know you want to make them aware of is not only what's going on at the high school level, and certainly with the new facility going up in a couple of years, but you guys are doing something really cool at your middle school as well. And I think we could certainly throw out a congratulations to the 9 Langston Middle School college students. I know that might sound strange to some of those tuned in out there right now, but you guys have 9 middle school students that completed their first College Credit Plus course, which is incredible because you don't typically think about that with middle schoolers. How was this whole program put together? Tell us about this whole process.
The course they're taking is a study skill course, and it's in a collaboration with Lorain County Community College, or is College Credit Plus course. So we selected a teacher, one of our great teachers here in the middle school, Sheila Hicks, and she's actually became a professor at the college and was able to teach courses for our students. So we had a group of students that passed the college entrance exam in actually seventh grade. So they passed the reading and the writing portion of college at a college level, and so it's qualified them to take some college courses. And so here in Oberlin, we believe in not holding kids back. If they're able to take algebra, geometry, biology, and college courses now at the middle school level, we want to challenge them and have them make that accessible for them. We had 9 so far in the fall, and we have 7 more additional students signed up currently now on track to pass. So we'll have 16 college students in eighth grade in Oberlin City Schools.
That is fantastic, and I know that for a lot of parents out there, that should be music to your ears, because you could save a heck of a lot of money when you can get some college courses out of the way. You know, and I think we were talking about that a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Not? Yeah, I mean, that's pretty
impressive.
My
high school days, yeah, you were lucky to have 1 or 2 AP classes. I mean, it's great to hear, David, you guys have middle schoolers who are getting some college coursework. So very impressive, and I suppose a unique experience for you guys as well, being able to work with Lorain County Community College and, as you mentioned there, Oberlin College at the same time.
Yes, we have students participating and taking courses at Oberlin College as well, and also Lorain County Community College. But we're also unique, too, where we have the Wellington branch down the road from us, LCC Wellington branch. So we did a collaboration with them as well to work with our JVS route to and Wellington schools to help transport students over to the Wellington branch, which also increased college access, because we also a lot of students don't have transportation to get to the college courses that we don't offer on site. So they actually would have 15 minutes down the road or 10 minutes down the road to the Wellington LCC branch.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's fantastic stuff. Well, David, I also know that you guys are very proud with what you guys have been able to do with your music programs. And I know you guys also have a camp coming up this summer. It's the World of Music Camp, and the Oberlin Choristers are a really big part of this as well, and it really kind of ties a lot of great things that you guys do, you know, especially from a music education perspective. What's going on at this camp in particular?
The camp will be preparing our students for different careers in music, and also focus on having opportunities for them. It's one of the great camps that we offer, again, for the summer for our students to expose them to different types of music for our students.
Very fun stuff, and I'm sure that's another reason for the kids to stick around school in the summertime also and really kind of be a part of what's been a really special program for many, many years. Well, David, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for stopping by and joining us today. Congratulations on all the success throughout the school year, and we will certainly do this again soon.
Thank you very much. You have a nice day.
Thank you, David. You do the same. Again, that's Oberlin Superintendent David Hall joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, worldwide, self-renewing organization helping build products that the world uses every day.